Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
We're late because Dan couldn't find his hat, so I threw the whole show out of whack.
We're pregnant!
It happens.
I cannot wait to get that abortion.
Okay. Scaring away. We're scaring them away.
Bye. <right wing. laughs>
It's all good. If that scared you away, you weren't going to last long. So anyways, we're here tonight to discuss, the big one, I think it's fair to say, one of the most probably the most anticipated movie of the year so far, and that is Adam Wingard's Godzilla versus Kong. Before I get into the synopsis, what's the count? How many times have you watched it? I'm curious who has the record. I'm one, so I know I didn't.
I got two right now.
Two.
And I'm very tired.
Okay.
All right. Jesus, homie. Yeah.
I'm one.
All right.
Next one in 3D. So
you got a tie.
You got me up on that one.
So without further ado, we'll get right into it. This, of course, is the epic chapter in the cinematic monsterverse, which pits the two greatest icons in motion picture history against one another, the fearsome Godzilla and the mighty King Kong, with humanity caught in the balance. All right. Well, Kruger, obviously, our kaiju expert, did this live up to the high expectations that you had?
Well, it didn't. It didn't. I'll just start by saying everything I loved. The visual effects I thought were fantastic, especially like on the kaijus and the set design. Kong looked great. Like, I love the way they aged him. I also really like that minor kaiju, Nozuki. He was really fucking badass. And also, like, Mechagodzilla looked menacing and awesome. As far as, like, set designs, though, the Hollow Earth was by far my favorite part. Like, I just thought it looked stunning and was awesome. And that Hong Kong night battle we get between Godzilla and Kong, man, fucking beautiful. And just with the neon lighting and Godzilla, glowing in the dark. It was a really visually stunning battle.
You could actually see shit for once. I was happy. Yeah. Sorry, Pugs.
I'm not complaining.
the kaiju fight sequences we get are fucking amazing. Like Kong versus the Nozuki was great. Like that Nozuki wrapping around him like a face hugger, that was fucking awesome. The aircraft carrier battle was epic. And I love like Godzilla's like war path just to get to Kong. Like that, all of that stuff was awesome in that scene. Like I already said, the neon lit Hong Kong battle was just fucking a crazy amount of badassery. And that's honestly probably like that Hong Kong battle is probably one of the best kaiju fight sequences of all time in any movie of any era, in my opinion. I also would like to note there's like four really awesome homages to the original 63 film. And me is just, such a huge fan of kaiju and all its history. I popped pretty hard for each one of those. And one of them was like during the Hong Kong fight sequence. And that part was like my favorite scene in the whole movie.
You know, I knew you were going to pop for that when I saw it. I was like, that's it. Craig is a shit.
Yeah.
We'll tell you in the spoilers for sure.
Yeah, definitely. As far as my problems with this film, I don't have too many, but a huge one, I think the score was very lackluster. If you're comparing this to like the last MonsterVerse movie, King of the Monsters, that score added so much to so many scenes. And while like, the fight sequences were awesome, it was missing that awesome score the last movie had, I felt. I also thought, like, the human element in the movie is not terrible, but just some of the dialogue, I don't know, was a little man. I wasn't really big into the podcaster guy or his character. I thought some of the cheesiness he brought to the story was, just didn't work for me. There's cheesy moments in Godzilla movies all the time, but there's just, a line that he said that just made me say that was fucking stupid, and it kind of ruined a grand reveal scene for me. There's one last thing, I can't really talk about, so I will talk about it when we talk about it more in depth in the MonsterVerse, that just bothered the hell out of me. And it was a decision that made sense storyline wise, but as a hardcore Godzilla fan, it just didn't sit right with me. I wish it was done differently. Other than those things, though, I think this was a fucking hell of a film. It's definitely a great way to end the MonsterVerse if this is it. But I honestly hope somehow, some way, the MonsterVerse gets continued for maybe like three more films. And I honestly think that Michael Daugherty and Adam Wingard together co-directing one of these would be fantastic, because I think both of them have such great ideas, and maybe put together, it would make the perfect Godzilla film. Other than that, though, like I highly recommend this. I think this is probably like one of the best, if not, you know, to some people, this is going to be the best of the series. For me, I don't know. I'm not really there yet. I don't think it's the best. I still love KOTM a little bit more, but I had a goddamn great time. Like I said, like, for the fight sequences alone, which is what needed to be done right in this movie, that is done right. And for that, I fucking had a great time, and I highly recommend Godzilla vs. Kong.
Nice. How about you, Pugs?
If you watch the trailer, and if you're looking forward to that movie, it delivers almost everything it promised. Pretty much everything is promised. I'm going to be a little nitpicky in the spoiler area, but I'll tell you right now, I watched it twice. I'm going to watch it again, even though I have a fucking shitload of movies I need to get to start watching. I had a blast. These fight scenes were fucking amazing. I actually really liked the score, mostly Godzilla's score. Kong could use a little bit of a, I don't know, Godzilla just seemed more menacing. And he's a fucking dickhead in this movie. He is a jerk. Mind you, he has his reasons. Okay. But you don't have to flex that hard on everybody. I like the homages, though, at least the ones I caught. There's probably several I didn't. I'll get that in spoilers. But yeah, man, this is just a good time. It's under 2 hours, like 157 or something like that. Respecting my time. And all the fight scenes. You know what? I'm done. This movie's awesome. Go watch it. Make sure you watch it on a big screen. Todd, I may be joining you, because this is fucking fantastic. I give it my highest recommendation. I love the fuck out of it. I will have some complaints past the spoiler wall, but like nothing that'll be like, oh, you can't watch this movie because it's dog shit. That is, get that out of your fucking brain. This movie's awesome.
Yeah. If you like Godzilla, you already like, you know, what you've seen, I think this one really delivers. If you saw the trailers and you're like, yeah, there's not a lot I have to say negative, or that Kruger hasn't already covered.
I forgot one thing.
Okay, go for it, Pugs.
The human element, honestly, the whole podcaster and that group of people could have just been left out of the movie.
I agree.
There's a total way to tell that story without that plot, but I guess we need people from the old movies. We were also, this is a slight spoiler, but Tyrion Lannister's not here. And that kind of bummed me out, because I'm like, where the fuck is that guy? He was cool. But anyway, those guys could have been lifted straight out of the movie and it would have made a fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going into this, obviously, King of the Monsters for, I mean, that was one of the better reviewed movies, it seems, at least in the kaiju community.
I disagree. There's a lot of people that do not like that movie.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm just surprised. Found that out recently, because like I surround myself with smart people.
It boggles my mind, but yeah, there's a wide variety of people that shit on that movie big time.
One of my friends today, he said he found some parts of that movie boring. I'm like, are you fucking high? Like, what part was boring?
Was he watching the original?
Right. Like, if someone told me in 2014 it was boring, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna. That's fine. Right. I agree with you. But King of the Monsters, sure, we're waiting to get to the monster fights, but that's pretty much every Godzilla movie ever made. But whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even complain about the humans, because you always have some, you know, with the humans, the B plot that's like, eh. So it doesn't even bother me at this point.
Oh, I can't fathom how anybody would be bored by the last movie. I mean, that's just. you know, attention span issues, I think, because that last one, my God.
And now if they told me it was boat. If it was raining too much in the goddamn movie and they couldn't see it, I'd be like, all right, I get it. Yes, I'm going to continue shitting on that.
Yeah, I well, anyways, though. But, I mean, for me anyways, at least for me, that big, big shoes to fill when it came to that last movie. Did this one fill it? No. But that's not in any way to put this one down. That's just, you know, you're comparing a really, in my opinion, awesome movie. I thought the human element in this was, like Pug said, just fine. And you actually could have done without the podcaster stuff. I like that actor a lot. I don't think he had anything especially interesting. I mean, maybe he had a...
He was there to do one thing. Well, two things. One big thing. And I'm like, really? Okay.
the little bit of depth they had to his character and how, like, they call back to it at the end kind of had me rolling my eyes.
That's the thing I was talking about. I'm like, that it was unnecessary, but whatever. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was fine. I mean, nobody was, like, you know, delivered a bad performance. I just don't think there was a ton there of consequence for them this go around. But let's be honest. I mean, this is two icons fighting, and did it deliver on that front? Absolutely. The Tokyo battle was, you know, breathtaking.
Hong Kong, sorry.
Dan said same thing.
My bad. But that, I mean, just the look, the scope, I can imagine in IMAX how kick-ass that must look. I would love to see this in a big drive-in screen out in the open. I think that would be awesome. Again, was it everything that I had in my mind? No, but much like Freddy versus Jason, what you have in your head is almost impossible to live up to. This delivered what it needed to deliver, and I think it's a really kick-ass movie where we need it, because a lot of big mainstream movies this last year or so have not been very good, in my opinion. This one gives you what you want. And I have a lot to say in spoilers, but I know we're all dancing around a couple things.
I would actually like to go first after spoilers. I just need to get something off my chest.
All right. I'll go after you.
All right. Well, then let's rate this. Dan, what do you think?
I give this one a 4 out of 5.
Kruger?
I'm a 4.5 out of 5.
Pugs?
I had way too much fun. It's 5. It made me happy.
I get that. I'm a 4.5 too. Definitely worth checking out, especially if you already have HBO Max, go see it. Oh. If you've seen it on the big screen, preferably in IMAX 3D, let us know how it was. But
I'm about 50-50 on doing the IMAX or doing D-Box. Because have you ever done D-Box?
Hell yeah, D-Box is awesome.
Oh, the first movie I saw in D-Box was Godzilla.
Oh, wow, really?
2014.
Nice.
And my son's moving out of state, like I've told you guys. And we've seen every single Godzilla together. So our last one before he moves, we're going to go see this one in 3D at the theaters. So,
good parenting, Todd.
Yeah, right? We only got to Friday the 13th 8, but... Other than that,
there's still time before the next one.
So obviously we've got a lot to talk about in spoilers, but before we do that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell here on YouTube. It really helps us a lot. And patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where if you are a kaiju fan, Kruger's got some really awesome stuff up, and we have exclusive, early, uncensored content, tons of stuff, tons of new stuff going up, so check that out. And fleshwoundfeatures.com.
And check out the yesterday's show, and tomorrow we have the King Kong versus Godzilla commentary going up.
That's a good time.
It's available now on Patreon too if you don't want to wait. So okay, on that note, we're gonna go spoilers. Pretty much the rest is gonna be spoilers because we're gonna be talking different elements of the whole MonsterVerse. So if you have not seen, you know, the other ones?
All of them.
Yeah. And you don't want to be spoiled. This is your warning that there will be spoilers.
But if you do, make sure to check out this discussion because it's going to be good, guys.
Or, you know, after you watch the new one, if you've already seen the other three, just come back and rewatch. So, yeah. All right. Well, here we go. I guess it's, if I can find the gimmick, it is, it is spoiler time.
All right, so we are in the clear. So Kruger, what?
Hulk's wanted to go.
Okay, so my main thing is, I even have it on my fucking name here, Team Kong. I will concede. He got his ass whooped. However, we have to take into account first encounter on the fucking boat. 88% sedative was going through his veins. Adrenaline got him up. He held his own, even all fucked up. It was like a bar fight. Fight two, and well, the first round in where's it, Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong.
You made the same botch as me.
Yeah.
Clearly, he got the fucking upper hand, so I was stoked. But then fucking homegirl said he's not your enemy, so I don't think, like, I don't know. There's an argument to be made that there was no clear winner like we were promised, but I will say
I disagree.
I don't think it was a clear winner, but Kong did get his ass.
They had to bring him back to life. That's a clear
winner. Yeah, dude, he was dead. Like, he was going to fucking die. Like, there was
Wish they would have had the balls just kill him, because that we were promised one of these would fall. And I was really ready to sacrifice one of these motherfuckers. Even though Kong's my dude, I wish they would have had the balls just to fucking kill him. Not dying doesn't count for me.
I get that, but I think that also, like, it ruins the opportunity for another solo Kong movie if they're able to.
They could have brought him back the same way, because, you know, those defibrillator bullshits, like, oh, he's not breathing anymore. So I'm like, fuck, he killed him. Right now, it's like, oh, he's dying. He's not dead. He should have finished the job. Because, like, he gets up, he's mad. He's going to fuck him up.
Yeah, all I got to say is Kong wouldn't have been shit with that Stormbreaker. So we'll just leave it at that.
So for me, here's my big issue, right? So, like, the Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla battle. I fucking am fine with Godzilla getting his ass kicked. But, dude, he needed to get, like, a hit in, man. Like, that was, like, legit an ass. No, and I understand the argument.
He got tired, dude.
He just got into a fight with Kong. I get that, man, right? But fucking, he needed to get one hit in. You know what I mean? And, like, it bothered me watching him get the fucking shit kicked out of him for literally, like, 10 minutes straight without getting, like, one lick of offense. And then when they would team up, like, he kind of treats him like a bitch and knocks him off real quick. And I'm like, oh, man, like, I don't like this. Like, my whole thing is you needed Godzilla, I think, just to shine a little bit. Just at the end, like, so him and Kong could have act like they're about to fight, and then they don't. And, like, that we did get that, but, like, I wanted some shit. Like, when Kong had that fucking, when he straight up Sub-Zero fatality Mechagodzilla and is holding his fucking severed head with his spinal cord, he should have threw it down, and then you should have saw Godzilla stamp on that shit. And then that way he at least looks really fucking cool still, and then make it look tease that they're about to fight, and then Godzilla's just like, no, go fuck off in your hole. And I would have preferred that better. My other fucking major issue is the pilot of Mechagodzilla was fucking Professor Sarazawa's son, and they don't fucking goddamn do anything with that. At all. Me and my buddy Kyle were just talking about this. Like, dude, why the fuck would you have him be Sarazawa's son and not reference that at all? There's so much character, like, development you could have had in there. Like, you know, he's pissed off and he wants to kill Mechagodzilla because Sarazawa never gave him the time when he was a kid. And now fucking he could kill Mechagodzilla to prove his father wrong that Godzilla isn't a god. Like, what the fuck?
See, we could have got rid of the whole podcast bullshit and focus on that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just thought that was a really missed opportunity. And, like, I it didn't even really like resonate to me until my friend told me about it. Cause like I had already heard spoilers that, you know, the guy working for, I can't remember what the hell the corporation is. I already heard that he was possibly going to be Sarazawa's son. And you look and he is Sarazawa's son. They did absolutely nothing with it. And I think that's such a fucking shame because that would have been awesome. But overall, I did pop really, really, really hard when Godzilla powered up that fucking axe. Like, that was some shit. I wanted Godzilla to at least shine a little bit at the end, and he kind of just fucked off and yelled at Kong, said, go back in your hole, and I'm going to
He's the king over there. I'm the king over here. But go ahead.
I was going to say, he's going to go over in the next one. Don't worry.
I want a team-up movie because they kicked the shit out of the fact that it takes two fucking kaijus to kick the shit out of Mechagodzilla, fucking awesome. Because, like, in a versus/team-up movie, the villain should be, like, if it's, like, let's go with Justice League. They teamed up to take on Steppenwolf. That's awesome because, like, one of them can't fucking do it. Yeah. Together, I thought that was fine, but I'm with you. Like, Godzilla should have got one in. And who the fuck taught Mechagodzilla Muay Thai? Because do you see that one where he threw him up against the wall and kneed him?
I did think it was cool though. They kind of call back a little bit to Mechagodzilla 3, aka Kiryu, where that like the Ghidorah brain is powering it and taking over. And that's, you know, like that was really a cool homage to the Millennium movies because Mechagodzilla 3 is made out of the bones of the original Godzilla. So, and the original Godzilla's spirit takes over the Mecha. So like that it's actually like OG Godzilla fighting new Godzilla in those movies. So I thought that was a nice little way of showing homage to Mechagodzilla 3, but not, you know, completely and doing their own thing and bringing Ghidorah back into it.
I want Mega Ghidorah.
Dude, for a second I honestly thought we were going to get Mega Ghidorah. I thought his arms were going to grow into fucking two other heads. I'm like, are they going to bring this shit? Because that's fucking cool. Right. They didn't, but we had his mind and he was fucking him up anyway. So,
and a Kong one too would be dope.
A Mecha Kong, dude. Like, I'll talk about it in the MonsterVerse, but I have like a pretty good layout for what I want. Like, if they were to continue it, but
I have a question: the little extra kaiju guy we got, was that
Nozuki?
No, that was the snake people, right? The snake creatures.
Yeah, Nozuki.
No. When Kong was running to the Kong cave, as he was running, there's a big old lizard that pops out. Was that or something?
No, it's just a random lizard.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh my god, we got a special cameo.
It would have been cool if they would have put like, you know, a horn on him and said he was Baragon. I would have popped big time for that. But again, Toho, like, dude, it was like a god, like some it, like my the fact that Michael Daugherty got the rights to Rodan, King Ghidorah, and Mothra was kind of a fucking miracle. So I understand, but yeah, it was just a random lizard. But I did pop for that, and like I did think all the Hollow Earth creatures, like, you know, those weird bird looking motherfuckers and the crabs and stuff, they were cool. I was hoping we were gonna see some more Titans though. Like, just like, you know, just chilling in the back or doing Titan shit. Like, I would have dug like seeing like Behemoth, that big woolly mammoth one that was in the end of King KOTM. I would have liked seeing him back or somebody.
Same, but like in the beginning, they kept flashing kaijus and then kept saying defeated, defeated, defeated. So I wonder if they defeated them off screen, if that's what the TV show is going to be or the cartoon.
Yeah, that's probably what they're gonna put in the graphic novel, like they did. Okay. Because they do that. They have like parts of the story that pertain to the graphic novel, and I think that's coming out pretty soon. I think the Godzilla, and there's like two different sides of the graphic novel they're gonna show, like Godzilla's side and Kong's side. So that'll be fucking cool to see how the story expands.
Yeah.
Did you pop when Kong ripped the head off and started drinking out of it.
Oh, Nuzuki. that was dope. And I also popped big time when Kong shoved the handle of his axe in Godzilla's mouth.
That's the one I was talking about.
That's my favorite scene in the whole. That's my favorite part of the whole movie because I was just like, I just thought that whole battle, man, is fucking phenomenal. I'm not sure if it's my favorite, but it's definitely up there.
Dude, when fucking Godzilla was fucking crawling like a lizard and scratching the fuck out of Kong's chest, I was like, you're fighting like a bitch, but you're whooping that ass, dude.
And that dude, that visual of Kong and fucking Godzilla with the roar off, like Godzilla's just roaring in his face for a good 10 seconds, and Kong's like lets out one last defiant roar before Godzilla's just like, fucking crush your goddamn chest, monkey. You need to chill.
You know what that reminded me of? That fucking video that went viral. What's your name? Remember that one? Ezekiel. Fuck you, Ezekiel. Yeah. Oh, dude, I felt so bad for Kong, though, when the guns first started going off and he went like this. I was like, oh, yeah. Leave him alone.
Poor Kong. Yeah, Kong, like, I will say this. I think this may be my favorite rendition of Kong. Like, they did if there was anything in this movie that got done right, I think they did Kong like 100% perfect.
Him waking up, scratching his ass and taking a shower. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. great way to open the movie, right?
Yeah, I fucking love it. Yeah, I do think they a lot of humanity in Kong in this one. I mean, Skull Island, of course you see it too, but I think yeah, I would actually agree with that. I think you really get a feel for him more than in maybe any other movie.
I'm going to pitch a show right now just because you brought it up. Because we're going to talk about the 76 Kong. We should do King Kong versus Godzilla and do 98 and 76.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. My Matthew Broderick on. All right.
Yeah. Well, because Sean just brought up that movie. It popped in my head. That'd be fun.
Yeah, no, I've been wanting to revisit it, so I'm down.
Booking on the fly.
Yeah, fucking. But yeah, I think my first viewing, I was like, all right, like I have some issues, but after I got through the fact that it didn't live up to every expectation I had, I did enjoy it a lot more. And yeah, fucking, definitely, I think there's going to be a huge portion of the audience that thinks this is the best in the whole series.
Yeah. Right now, I'm struggling, which is my favorite, because like, this one's still brand fucking new, and I think I need a little more time to process. But
that's my thing, too. Like, my placement could change. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if it goes up after I see it in 3D, so...
Well, why don't we just get right into that then?
All right.
So, quick question before we do. Do you think that in any following sequel, they would hold any, you know, obviously this one's not going to make money. Do you think they would hold that against it?
A shitload, dude.
Yeah, it won't make profit, though. It just can.
It's already made a shitload of money overseas.
Yeah, it's in the black, dude.
Yeah. It's in the black already?
I believe it's in the black already.
And they're expecting this to do better in the U.S. That's the reason they push Mortal Kombat a week, to give it a little more time.
And you know what? I will say, right on Legendary for holding their ground, because they made the right move. If they would have waited a little longer, too, it probably would have been even more. But, like, I'm impatient, so. But, like, if you guys put a tip jar on your website, I'll gladly tip a 20.
So.
But yeah, it's making big bucks, Dan.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Well, that's good to hear.
I don't know if it's broken even yet, but it's definitely close, because I think this was like between 100. The budget was like between 160 and 200 million.
Okay, it's already made 171. So
okay, yeah. So it's getting there. Well,
which is probably big numbers. Right?
Like, because like Tenet did well and Wonder Woman did well, but like it's kicking the shit out of both of them combined.
Didn't King of the Monsters underperformed too?
Yes, it did.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Actually, this is the one that's made the most money so far, and the second one is Kong. So, like, people more like I guess the casual kaiju fan or casual fan prefer Kong over Godzilla, but This is
because he's an American. Even though he's not, but whatever. Technically.
But yeah. So
people, yeah.
Worldwide, everywhere though, it's gotta be Godzilla, right?
I mean, I think so.
Okay.
I think Kong is the most popular in the American, like the North America. I think Kong would be more popular, but definitely worldwide. I think Godzilla is more of a, especially like, you know, like Asia. I mean, he's, you know, icon there.
Yeah. Definitely.
I know. How bad do you want to stay at the Godzilla Hotel?
Oh, don't play with my emotions right now. God damn it.
It's going to happen, dude.
One day.
We need one here too.
Yeah, Vegas, man.
For people unaware, what is the Godzilla Hotel? Is it? I mean, what do they do?
I'll pull up pictures.
Basically, there's like a exhibit in this gigantic hotel. There's a bunch of Godzilla, like a Godzilla room, and like Godzilla themed hotel rooms you could stay in, and there's a gigantic Heisei Godzilla at the top of the hotel, and you can see him from certain rooms, and he roars every hour.
What's that? You can zip line out of his mouth and stuff.
That's a different place.
Oh, really? I thought it was at the hotel.
No,
okay.
No, that's a different place. Yeah. There's a life-size Shin Godzilla. You can zip line into his mouth too.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was the same place. Damn. All right. Well, now there are two stops. I'm not ziplining. Yeah. I just want to see that fucking thing. Fuck ziplining.
I mean, if my fat ass wouldn't break the fucking line, then I would go.
But like, for Godzilla, you're fucking right.
Hey, if I die going in the Godzilla's mouth, we're cool. that's it. And,
trying to get it.
Yeah, and it like at night it lights up blue in its mouth, and it does, you know, the classic roar.
This is dope.
Yeah.
Look at that room.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I wish they had this when I was down there. That would have been so cool. Holy shit.
This has been around since late 90s, I think.
I would have been 98, so I don't remember anything like this.
Yeah, dude.
97 or 98.
They also have like a Shin Godzilla outside the Toho Studios that you can go take pictures with, and now like I think there's like a tour you can do of Toho Studios as well.
That's really cool.
I'm gonna book that whenever I go because that's fucking awesome. I didn't know they did tours there.
Fleshwood Live from Tokyo would be pretty damn cool.
I don't want to steal that gimmick. Two, you should get that. But yeah, we would.
So we're gonna rank the MonsterVerse movies, right?
Is that what we're doing first?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
who wants to go first?
I think Kruger should go first. Since there, I'll let him call it. Kruger, what's up?
No, I'll go first. Okay. So for me, Godzilla: King of the Monsters is number one. Number two, Godzilla versus Kong. Three is Kong Skull Island, and then Godzilla 2014 is in last place. But I do still really like Godzilla 2014. It just isn't. It just isn't as good as the rest of them.
All right.
Before I let you, I'm not sure if Godzilla versus Kong will ever like grow on, because like when I first watched King of the Monsters, I didn't think it was a masterpiece, but like it grew on me so hard because like it just fills me with joy every time I watch it. I don't know if Godzilla versus Kong has the potential to ever beat that, but I'm willing to fund it. I'm willing to give it its chance. So what about you, Pugs?
For me, I'm struggling because I on the show before, like Godzilla vs. Gigan was my favorite for the longest fucking time, and then King of the Monsters came and fucked that movie up. Right now, I'm gonna go with King of the Monsters being my favorite still, but I think it's gonna change because this movie is currently way too cool. So as of 2021, whatever the fuck today is, I'll go King of the Monsters is number one. Godzilla versus Kong, number two. Kong Skull Island, three. And then I don't like the first Godzilla. I'm just disappointed. I've gone back, and I still can't look at it with googly eyes. I'm just like, can we just have him kill everything already?
I think that one's so dark, it hurts a lot of people's enjoyment, too.
Also, you waste Bryan Cranston. What the fuck?
The 4K did look better. I'll give it that.
Yeah. I still need, yeah. But I know that was a complaint from a lot of people, that they couldn't see anything.
Yeah, well, I remember like being in the theaters and being fine. But I remember getting the Blu-ray and watching it at home and being like, what the fuck? Like, this is so dark, I can't even see this shit. But
yeah.
What about you, Todd?
Man, I've been struggling with this one. Because it's honestly, like, my favorite King of the Monsters. These two, the next two are where I have an issue. They're pretty much tied for me. And that is both Kongs.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla, but I'm kind of like, do I like Kong more in the MonsterVerse?
He's more human, like, and like we the story they tell, we care about him way more. They treat him like Frankenstein, where he's just sympathetic as fuck.
I think it's just because I love OG Godzilla so much. It's kind of hard with me too.
Godzilla's a bad guy in one and a half movies. The first half of the first one, and then, because like, he didn't have to get out of fucking he didn't have to pop up under that bridge. Like, you could have cleared that a little more, asshole. Such a dick.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he was mad. I'm in charge. He will hear me. All right, fuck.
All right.
Man? So, for me, I would go number one, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I think that was pretty close to perfect. Number two, I would go Kong Skull Island. I think that was also surprisingly really, really good. Then Godzilla versus Kong. Then Godzilla.
Yeah, that's what if I would have had to pick one, I probably would have done it in that order that Dan said.
There's a trend here.
I will say though, maybe because when I rewatched Skull Island, I realized it's Captain Marvel and Dr. Dre versus what's that?
And Loki.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I was going with, and then you have Sam Jackson and Kong. So I can't. Yeah. But yeah, I forgot Tom Hiddleston too. But yeah,
he does say, "Hold on to your butts." I did lose my shit when he said that. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. This is awesome.
But no, yeah, I really like. Maybe it's such a beautiful movie too.
Skull Island. Yeah. For sure. Well, yeah. Like all of these movies, I think, other than the Godzilla 2014, have like amazing color palettes. Yeah. Like, I think Godzilla versus Kong especially shined big time.
I liked it because it was a combination of both of their color palettes.
Yeah,
you get the bright orange, you get the deep blues.
It also felt like Tron at times, and I know you love that shit.
Yeah, that battle. We'll get to the battles in a minute.
The battle, and also when they're going through to the Hollow Earth, like that felt Tron when they're like,
that impressed me. I want more of that Hollow Earth.
Same. So if we get the next Kong movie, I'm hoping it takes place there, and he just has to fucking establish dominance. He just has to pull a fucking Godzilla down there.
I'm with you.
And then I want the fucking buddy movie, man. Because them teaming up on Mechagodzilla was fucking awesome. I want more.
Yeah. Well, how about your favorite human characters in the MonsterVerse? I know this is going to be a hard one for some. Oh, go ahead.
No, go for it. I want to for the same.
For me, I'm Dr. Sarazawa. Basically, because you know his character in the story is the guy basically screaming like, "Hey, let Godzilla take care of business," and you know his quote, "Let them fight." Like that's always awesome. And also, like there's an awesome contrast to the Dr. Sarazawa in the MonsterVerse and the Dr. Sarazawa in the original 54 Godzilla, because I know Michael Daugherty talked about this in KOTM, when Sarazawa saves Godzilla by giving him the nuke, it's very similar scene to Sarazawa in 54 having the oxygen destroyer and killing Godzilla. I just think that's awesome that in one universe, Sarazawa is the one who took Godzilla out, and then in the American remake, they fucking changed his character and he's the one who saves Godzilla in King of the Monsters. And if it wasn't for Sarazawa in that movie, Godzilla probably would have A, died, or B, the world would have been taken over by Ghidorah. So his Dr. Sarazawa by far is my favorite.
I would worship King Ghidorah, hands down. Fucking A, dude. Whatever you want. So before I name my character, Kruger, did you also pop because in Godzilla versus Kong, or the old one, Kong gets powered up by fucking lightning. Here, it's almost the same thing. It's an energy burst. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay.
That's one of the homages I was talking about. That, and then the fact that he got brought in on the raft and then got brought in by the helicopters.
Instead of balloons,
then,
the helicopter? Yeah.
And it's kind of taking place in the Antarctic, and that's where Godzilla popped out of in the fucking, like, yeah, I thought it was, they did, Adam Wingard definitely did his homework.
Yeah. So my favorite character, brand fucking new, Gia. I love her. She's awesome. I was concerned. I was for her safety every time. I'm like, Kong, she'll be okay. You concentrate on what you got to do. She's just sweetheart.
There was a part of me, man, that was just like, I hope Godzilla kills this kid and just makes Kong lose his fucking mind.
Revenge would be a pretty cool one. Just boom, just like, fuck her.
I'd watch that. Easy, man. But I'd watch that.
That would be cool.
I'm sorry.
No, a little hard to come back for that though, when you want him to be lovable again.
Could have made it Maker Godzilla and Kong thought it was Godzilla, and that'd have been fine too.
Could have been an accident too, like a stray debris or something crushes her. That would have been
She broke up the fight, man. Like when she's like not our enemy, whatever. So it's all right. Fine. Squash our beef. I'll fuck off. Todd? Baby.
I'm not just going to say Mason Weaver to be an asshole. I did consider Samuel Jackson Preston, but I really like Charles Dance in King of the Monsters. Charles Dance is always great, and he fucking kills it. So
he's an but asshole. When he quotes Sarazawa, that is fucking awesome.
But I honestly, that was a hard one because when we were talking pre-show, and I was like, I couldn't think of anything. And then, you know, Kruger just said it. Those two would be my top two. But Dan?
As far as human character for me, probably obvious reasons, would be Maya Simmons, played by the lovely Isa Gonzalez.
We all know your line.
Right.
That is my pick.
Madison Russell is Dan's pick.
Satanica Pandemonium.
Madison Russell.
From the show. Not Selma Hayek, but yeah.
Absolutely.
He likes 11 more.
Well, Satanica Pandemonium would still probably be one of my favorite vampires, too. So there you go.
Not even, dude, she ages like a fucking vampire. That's not fair.
Well, the next thing I got is, what was your favorite kaiju out of the whole Monsterverse? For me, it's obvious, it's Godzilla, but more specifically, I would say Godzilla from King of the Monsters. That rendition, that vision of Godzilla was my favorite out of the series. But man, is Kong a fucking close second in this move, in this new Godzilla versus Kong? Because like I said, I think they got him done. That's my favorite rendition of Kong, hands down. Even more so than the 33 one, because this has more depth to him. And man, I fucking thought that they did him just perfect.
Nice. I'll go next. I think King Ghidorah is my favorite out of the whole fucking Monsterverse.
Fuck yeah.
I was blown the fuck away. Every time there's like a splash page just shot of him, when he fucking extends his wings, or when like there's the cross and he's doing his thing again and Rodan bows down, I'm like, yeah, I would kneel too. This is fucking awesome. So King Ghidorah for me.
Okay. I was going back and forth between King Ghidorah and Kong, but Ghidorah is so cool. How can I not? So I'm with you. I'm shocked you didn't pick Kong though. Yeah. And I agree. And I agree 100%.
This motherfucker has bat wings, dude. Right.
This is the best rendition of Kong, which is why I came so close to picking that as my favorite.
I got to go Ghidorah. I think in terms of just like the awe of seeing that was just pretty amazing. It's hard to, it just is. Yeah, I got to agree.
I'm sure I've said, yeah, I know I've said on the show, but like I wanted to high five somebody so bad when I saw him in the theater, but I was by myself.
Yeah. That reveal was cool.
Well, what about your favorite kaiju battle? Because the reason why Godzilla takes mine is because when I was in the theater on that fucking goddamn Thursday night to watch King of the Monsters, and he turns thermonuclear, fucking the city is melting around him, and he basically two-shots Ghidorah like he ain't shit, I was crying. Like crying because I was so fucking happy. Like and that's the only time I think I've ever cried tears of joy in the theater. And like, just the visual, the fact that Mothra sacrificed herself to bring him back, and you know when he's doing his thermonuclear blast, her wings are coming off of his back. Like that fucking shit is so amazing. And then immediately after, he's got fucking Ghidorah's head in his mouth, and he smokes the dragon blunt. That's fucking the shit.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. I'd like to say something different, but no, that I think that's still my favorite. Mind you, Hong Kong may come back with swinging future down the line, but as of right now, King of the Monsters final battle is still top notch for me. Todd, right?
You know, it's got to be the Hong Kong Godzilla versus Kong fight for me. I don't know if it's the best, but it's just the most visually appealing. I can't wait to see that shit in 3D.
Yeah, dude, when he throws the crane at him too. Fuck out of here.
And all the neon lights contrasting with the fact that Godzilla, you know, is like glowing in the dark, like looks so fucking cool. And I loved every time like Godzilla would open his mouth, you'd see like, you know, how supercharged he was, ready to, you know, get Kong. Fucking yeah, that like I said, it's close, man, between those two, but you make me cry tears of joy. It's hard to beat that.
That's awesome. It's overwhelming.
For me, it's King of the Monsters final battle. And that's, again, that's not taking anything from this one. It's just,
it's very,
I think it was the best for best fight. It just was.
Yeah.
Well, I know we got something else.
Yeah. From here, why don't we just talk about the future for the MonsterVerse and future for Godzilla in general? Because in a perfect world, Toho starts their cinematic universe and America's MonsterVerse gets to continue. And we get like, and like, this is me fantasy booking. I want another Godzilla movie, a Kong solo movie. So Kong Hollow Earth. I think that would be great. Just watching him just beat the shit out of monsters in the Hollow Earth. And like you could totally expand up, like, cause there's so many, I think there's like 19 different Titans in this universe. So like there's plenty of ground to cover for Kong, to have his another solo movie. And then I want a fucking destroy all monsters style in the Hollow Earth with Kong and Godzilla teaming up to fight all the motherfucking monsters. That shit, like make like a Final Wars.
Where's my wallet?
A Final Wars, like, you know, just some type of stuff like that, I think would be awesome. And make sure it takes place in the Hollow Earth, because I want to see two Titans fight in the fucking zero gravity area. That shit would be so fucking amazing. Like, and I just, there's so much potential for amazing kaiju battles in the Hollow Earth. So, yeah, that's my, but in my opinion, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Toho is probably going to want to do their own thing now. And I'm okay with that. Like, I do want them to get their own ball rolling with their own cinematic universe to see, you know, what they're going to do. That's not a fucking anime, because, I mean, the only thing since Shin Godzilla they've done are animes. And, you know, I haven't seen this new Godzilla singular point anime, but I was not a fan of the Netflix trilogy. So I just want to see them take their crack at live action again. But if I had to pick between the two, I really want three more MonsterVerse movies. As weird as that is, like, and I'm usually the type of guy that, you know, wants Japanese, you know, Godzilla again, but I think there's so much potential with this universe, and they've already built such a goddamn vast, amazing world. I want to see these new kaijus. I want to see these new monsters in this, and just see the fucking thing expanded upon. I mean, imagine six fucking great Godzilla movies. I mean, if in American, I think that would be the perfect redemption, so we can never talk about 98 again.
You know, here's my thing about Godzilla. It almost feels like in America, he's pro wrestling. People don't want to like it. In like other countries, they love it. But here it's just kind of like, I'm surprised this MonsterVerse hasn't pittered out like Godzilla 98 and stuff. I'm glad they've been great. I'm just surprised that America hasn't abandoned him. Like the last one, I think, you know, a lot of people didn't like it. So I was really happy with this one, and I do want more. I just don't know what I want more.
I want Gigan, because if we're going to do this, bring me some fucking space monsters and then have space all Godzilla. The fucking have all the space monsters take on fucking Kong and Godzilla in the last team up movie and then destroy the whole world. Fuck it. Like that's how you kill a series, asteroid, or we nuke ourselves and everything dies.
Godzilla just goes thermonuclear again and actually explodes and destroys the whole fucking world.
Sign me up. Fuck it. That sounds awesome. But yeah, I really want Gigan, and I want another team up movie. Like they don't need to fight the entire time. If they have to fucking duke it out a little bit, shit happens.
Dan, I'm just gonna say, like, Pugs, there's a Baphomet in this universe. Like, we need Baphomet. Like, I'm just saying, there's a fucking.
I did not know supposed that. To be
a, yeah, there's a Baphomet. There's a fucking Leviathan. Like, there's some crazy shit that's supposed to be. Yeah, I know.
Let's get it going.
Yeah. Godzilla versus Baphomet. Godzilla versus Cthulhu. Make it happen, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. See, God, that sucks. Because, like, every time I rarely root for Godzilla in his own movie. Because, like, the bad guys usually look fucking cooler.
I feel you.
Except the Mutus. But if Godzilla is going up against Baphomet or Cthulhu, I am going for these fucking satanic people, because
I am too. Satan. I was going to say, I don't think you can. Godzilla's a badass, but he's not taking out the old one. It's just not going to happen.
Can we see it?
It can be a monster versus Cthulhu, you son of a bitch. All right. Don't be an HP Lovecraft snob on me.
You know what, though? If Cthulhu takes on Kong and Godzilla, fuck, I'm torn.
Well, you know, Kong munches down on some octopus and squid, so
he does. Oh my god, when he was eating the fucking like the fish sticks or fish snacks, I'm like, oh, yeah. That's gross, but I'm glad he's eating. what do you guys want from the universe, Todd?
Like I already said earlier, I don't exactly know, but I just want more monsters and more battles.
Yeah,
Dan.
I like Krueger's idea of being in Hollow Earth for one thing. I think that's I think that would be really cool. I mean, we've seen the city battles, which is cool, and you do run that risk because there's just something about a kaiju movie seeing buildings getting blasted, but
especially those Brainiac Warner executives who wanted to minimize the property damage and recut it.
I like the idea though of taking it there, since they've already gone here. I don't know what makes you say that there's no. I mean, what would you put the odds? I guess now for
on another one
sequels. Yeah, I mean, has Toho tipped their hat yet? I don't pay attention to all.
Go
for it.
From my understanding, like I think they like this American Godzilla, but I don't know if it's going to be one of those situations where they're like, all right, you guys have had the property, now you know we want to have our own shot at a live action universe.
I don't know how long their contract was for. I want to say it was four pictures, which would be where we're at. It's telling we don't have a post-credit scene. Although there was supposed to be one,
yeah,
but it was inserted somewhere in the movie, and they won't say what scene it was.
Well, Adam Wingard said he didn't want to do a stinger at the end because it would pigeonhole the next movie. Because they just ditched.
But they had one.
They ditched Tywin Lannister. Yeah. It was probably Kong swinging in the Hollow Earth.
Do you think a different kaiju, except Godzilla or Kong, could generate enough excitement to be a spinoff movie in America?
No.
Or okay.
I expect Rodan or Mothra. Yeah, maybe if they go through the HBO Max route, we could see some of the lesser ones.
Lower budget, I think.
I think there's a possibility, but it would be built from ground up. It wouldn't just be picked out of existing properties.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it, are you talking about in this universe, Dan?
Well, no, not necessarily. Just any, standalone, kaiju film for somebody other than Godzilla or Kong, who are the iconic figures.
In America, just Cloverfield, honestly.
Colossal?
Colossal.
I haven't watched it.
Well, so. I mean in the Godzilla Kong universe, and Rodan.
That's what I just asked you.
Sorry, misunderstood you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, big monster movies certainly, I mean, they don't do as well. I don't think Rampage blew up the box office. I think
the only one that would have a chance is Mothra, and that wouldn't happen either.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, though.
I think
I would watch the fuck out of it, but I don't think it would do box office numbers like these two big ones.
Definitely.
But
I was gonna say, but with the numbers so far, I think we have a good shot. It just depends if Legendary wants to re-up, the contract's done.
I would like to see a Pacific Rim tie-in somehow too.
Even you could figure out an Ultraman Pacific Rim to get him in there.
Oh my god, he's fucking Ultraman! I'm losing shit, dude.
or I was actually thinking Jet Jaguar, but Ultraman works too.
Dude,
Jet Jaguar is going to be in fucking Singular Point. I'm excited.
That's badass. So the reason also I was confident earlier in on why Godzilla might win. Or Kong might win for that films with them. Right. Oh fuck yeah, that's cool. There's a clause in the contract. The only way they can kill Godzilla in one of the American movies is if Son of Godzilla's there. And one of the toilers had a mini Godzilla. So I was like, oh fuck, his kid's here. Kong's gonna fucking fuck him up. I don't see either of those fucking things, but whatever. So I hope they get extended. I don't know where, if it's the four, like Todd said, if it's not, because I think it's going to make enough money to all right, go ahead and make a couple more.
I will tell you this. If this would not have performed well, we would have been done. Yeah. Especially after the last one.
I'm pretty sure this is the last on the contract. That's what I've read.
That's what I remember too, but I haven't read it recently. And who knows if they re-upped at some point.
Money talks though. So because there's a.
Yeah, but Toho will be like, fuck you. They're. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Stubborn as fuck.
That's why we don't have the superior Blu-rays.
Well, maybe with all this cash that they're getting in, that'll turn around, and maybe they're waiting for it to grow.
They've been like this for 30 years. They're not changing their minds.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They're like, it's ours, so you get secondhand, motherfucker.
They know if we want it, we'll import it.
Yeah.
But now, are they against concurrent universes going on? Because I don't that
that's
always
what I'm wondering
me.
Because I would dude, if I could live in a world where there's a two Godzilla universes going on, I'd fucking be head over heels. But I feel like one would outshine the other, and that may rub Toho the wrong way if the American ended up being more popular. I don't know.
But we did have Shin Godzilla after Godzilla.
Yeah, but I think because that was just a one off, and that wasn't really directed towards this audience at all. You know what I mean? It was much more directed towards the Japanese audience.
Are any of them though really directed at a North American audience though? I mean,
these are.
Well, I meant of the Toho productions.
Of the Toho's? No, that's true.
We get American versions,
yeah.
We haven't had many Godzillas theatrically. I mean, it's a bummer. Yeah, but
Shin was only out here for like a week. Yeah. So,
and then the one before that theatrically, Final Wars had some play, but before Final Wars, I don't remember any. Maybe
2000, I think.
That's the one I know.
I know 2000, but
yeah. So I don't know. Oh yeah, you know what? Oh no, I'll save it if we do that Godzilla verse. Kong show because I have a I have a comment on 98, but I'm gonna save it. So
I'm just saying, like, just give us more. Yeah. Take our money, take our time, just give us cool shit. And like, I'm not the biggest Adam Wingard fan, but I'll be goddamn, he nailed this out of the park. He is coming around because he knocked it out of the park with Guest for me, or the Guest. I fucking love that movie, but I did not like Your Next. It's like hit and miss, but like this one, all right, dude, you got goodwill for the next 10 movies you do. I'll watch whatever.
Michael Dougherty's got some classics under his belt, though. It's
you didn't hear me talk shit about him.
No, I know.
Yeah. Although his former boss is a piece of shit. Todd Howe, are you really? I didn't know this.
Dougherty, Trick or Treat, King of the Monsters. Oh, surprised.
I like Krampus.
Krampus, yeah.
Yeah. Bryan Singer's a dirtbag.
But shit, I was going to say something else. Okay, you know what, Sean? Yes, and that's part of my problem with that movie. Okay, I'll just say it. It was my first Godzilla 98 was my first IMAX movie, and I didn't go see another IMAX movie for like 20 years.
Oh, fuck. I was young enough to where it didn't bother me. I'm like, this movie's cool. This is not what I watched. This is not like the Godzilla I'm used to, but I like this monster.
Hold on, let me figure out how old is
that. I was in fucking maybe third grade.
I was like 22, so that movie annoyed me a lot. I was like Krueger. That would have pissed me the fuck off.
I still remember going to McDonald's for the toys and all the merch and being
Taco Bell.
Didn't McDonald's have something too? I swear to God.
Taco Bell, and I don't know why I did this. I recently threw away. I've had it for like 20 years, and then I threw it away like 3 years ago.
I have a mug. I think it was from 7-Eleven.
Yeah. They might have had a McDonald's, too. I don't remember. I remember the Taco Bell ones very specifically because I went to Taco Bell to get it, and I don't go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell.
Anyone that has a Pepsi product, I'm just keep going. No, screw that.
I still remember leaving the theater and just thinking, son of a bitch.
I remember you were gonna lose your shit though, because wasn't AMC or Edwards gonna switch over to Pepsi, and you're like, I'm never going there again.
Like, if AMC does, I'm abandoning them straight up. They have the best soda. They have the one you pick, whatever awesome flavor. Yeah,
that's the only time where fucking I'm like, yeah, I want some grape drink. Fucking Sprite with grape, it's delicious.
I think it's Regal who was switching to Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
But all right, well, do we have anything else in the MonsterVerse? Can I pull spoilers?
No, yeah. I think we're good on spoilers.
Yeah.
Well, now we got fucking a Godzilla anime that should be coming out in a couple weeks. There's already a couple episodes out in Japan, and I've heard good things, so I'm interested as hell. I know there's going to be a lot of classic Godzilla monsters getting redesigns, like Anguirus, and I think they're even bringing back Gabara from Godzilla's Revenge. So I'm pretty excited to see that and see, you know, hopefully this anime is better than the last Netflix one. So
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to watch the Netflix one now.
if you do, just skip to the Godzilla parts, because all the rest of the shit is nonsense.
You know, maybe I'll throw it on while I'm cleaning so I can just pay attention to the cool parts.
Yeah.
All right. But this movie, the new one, the rewatchability level, through the roof. Again, it's been out for hours and I've seen it twice. Krueger, you've seen it twice. I'm sure Dan and Todd are going to watch it multiple times. Maybe not soon, but I'm sure it's going
to
happen.
Krueger, one day you will have to make like a giant list, top to bottom.
Marty in the process.
Okay. I was gonna say that's got to be a YouTube video.
Yeah, no, I'm in the process. I on IMDb ranking all of them. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we need to,
and
he ain't fucking around.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we talked about actually starting to watch some of the Godzillas, like go from beginning to end, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to do that.
I'm in. I know I've seen a lot of them. I haven't seen all of them, so
I know we planned on doing the first two at the end of this week, but we figured it'd be a good time to kick it off, and we'll do another one. Oh well, we'll get one in next month for sure. We'll do the first two, Godzilla and Raids Again, or what is the other title?
Godzilla. No, I think it's Godzilla Raids Again.
I know that. I know it has another title though too. But
Gigantus the Fire Monster.
That's it.
But this was fun, man. You know, like, this has been such a fucking good time just talking about kaiju shit. It's like my favorite fucking genre that's not, you know, just balls to the wall gore. So, surprisingly, fucking even Godzilla versus Kong did have some gore. So I was fucking happy about that too.
Fuck yeah.
But, if you enjoyed this video, make sure to check out our kaiju live discussion we had yesterday. We talked just about some of the history of kaiju films, what a kaiju actually means, and just some of the lesser known ones that we all enjoy, and, you know, some memories, what our first ones were. So that's great. And Dan already plugged. I have a 3 SRS Cinema kaiju films I reviewed on our Patreon. So starts at $1. You can go check those out.
And what do we have tomorrow we're reviewing, Kruger? King Kong Escapes.
Oh, yeah. King Kong Escapes, Howl Beyond the Fog, Not Zilla, and Frankenstein Conquers the World, a.k.a. Frankenstein versus Baragon. So go check out our Kaiju Chaos. We're reviewing 4 different kaiju films, some of the lesser known, lesser talked about ones. Go check out what we think about those. And, that's all I got.
Yeah, the kaiju show we just did got a ton of people complimented that. So if you haven't watched it yet, I think it's one of the better shows we've done recently. So check that out. We've got reviews also, and I'm dying to talk about them. I don't think we ever have, oddly enough. The 2 Lawnmower Man films will be coming up soon. So I'm very excited about that. So check everything out. We appreciate you for listening. And everybody in the chat, I hope you enjoyed this film as well. I look forward to talking to you about it.
And thanks for joining us, all of you. Really appreciate it. Nice interacting with all of you. Like Dan says, like, share, subscribe. And I'm going to change it up a little bit. Molest that notification bell. We got to make it a little more flesh wound. So yeah, molest that bell and let you know that we're here. And we'll whisper in your ear. So.
Oh, don't get him started.
Well, no, I will do that, Dan. You're not allowed. Your PO said. But with that being said, follow us on social media. I was trying to give him a chance. Anybody got any final thoughts?
Let's get the hell out of here before he does the voice.
Social media bullshits, follow us all. Let's get the hell out of here. Dan, go ahead and do your thing.
Good and talk. Good night, guys.
Heil shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.